Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's get you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren's Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Well, hello out there. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This is the show where we talk gardening. We talk through how to garden, how to improve your gardening game, and we like to focus on really the roots and the soil, because that's really where the air quotes magic happen. That is where the plant gets its nutrients, builds its resiliency, enables kind of water collection and nutrient collection. Also, if we have deeper roots, we have the chance to store more water, have deeper soils, and much more resilient plants as far as drought and flooding are concerned. So that's what we do. This is Home Show Garden Pros. It's a cool name, very fitting, right? Because we actually, it's not just me, Danny Milliken, on here. We actually have a ton of very knowledgeable people that really know what they're talking about and actually are professionals when it comes to this gardening world. They don't just talk it, they live it every day. They work it every day, just like I do too. That's what we got going on. So it's a bunch of people that don't learn their stuff from a book, but learn it from doing it. Pretty cool stuff. So just to run through our co-op members, there are these awesome mom and pop garden retail centers that are really destinations and beautiful visits. So just to let you know who it is, Buchanan's Native Plants, and Zach will be on at the 8 o'clock hour from Buchanan's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. Plants for All Seasons, 249, just past Louetta, really cool spot there. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden in Tomball. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden is actually around Richmond, two different places, one kind of Cinco Ranch and one down towards Greatwood. Then you have the Arbor Gate, that's in Tomball, really big spot, really great spot. And last but not least, you have Warren Southern Gardens in Kingwood, and we have the distinct honor of having with us Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens. Hello, Diane.
Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Good. It's really good. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Looking forward to fall. Looks like the weather might change a little bit next week. So,
you know, I feel like it already has changed a little bit. I know it's hot and we're still getting high temperatures, but really I feel like that the window of extreme heat has gone from about 6 or 7 hours to maybe 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's really pleasant right now, and it's pleasant in the evening. If you can, you know, if you have energy at 7 o'clock to go out and garden, that's what I've been doing. About 7 to 8:30, I'm out there doing what needs to be done. It's really time for fall cleanup. Get everything ready so that you can plant your fall flowers and plant some trees.
Yeah, and vegetables, all that stuff. Your new pollinator-focused perennials is something you can plant now just as well, just as gladly.
Yeah, I mean, right now, the Texas tough perennials is what I call them. The plants that really, they can take the heat. A lot of them are blooming right now. You know, my favorite salvias, cone flowers blooming right now. Rutabecchias are blooming. And so, you know, they're really tough. They can take the heat, but they're a great transition into fall because you have this, you know, pretty fall color that you can build on as the cool weather stuff starts coming in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Diane Bolanowski here, our pro for this hour. So glad to have you here. You know, everybody loves butterflies and hummingbirds and bees, obviously. And I feel like that we get a chance to talk about it with a bunch of different co-op members. But I know that you and I really sync on the native plants perspective. And that's something I really appreciate about you. And we think a lot of people should be landscaping with native plants. There's a lot of benefits to that, and it's not hard. Like Diane just mentioned, a lot of those are a little bit tougher, can handle the heat, and can handle dry and wet conditions because, you know, they're from here. They know our stuff, And so, you know, we believe in that. So we want to hear from you. We want to, if you've got a question about maybe replacing a traditional landscape plant with a native plant, or a question about your lawn or your trees or anything like that, 713-572-4610. And we'd love to hear that question. But we're here. We're here for a while. This show is going to go on for a while, and we'd love to talk to you when you get a chance. So Danny Milliken here with Diane Bolanowski. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Avoid brown patch, chinch bugs, and other pests this year. Treat your lawn and landscaping now to avoid these issues later. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. We offer dozens of lawn and soil treatments, both organic and synthetic, priced to fit your budget. Come talk to us. We'll get you going on the right path with the right solution. You'll also find seeds, plants, soils, and fertilizer, everything you need for a healthier lawn and garden. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or visit us at southwestfertilizer.com.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Wabash Feed and Garden, a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Summer is still here. It's not too late to party on the patio. Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. Good morning. I'm Beverly at the Arbor Gate. Specially marked vibrant bougainvillea, hibiscus, and bird of paradise are buy one, get one for a penny while inventory lasts. So let's party. The hummingbirds are zooming in soon. Are you ready? Our selection of feeders is extensive, and we have dye-free food. The real secret to attracting these aerial dancers is nectar plants in the landscape. Whether you have sun or shade, we can help you turn your garden into a hummer's paradise with nectar-rich perennials and evergreens. Those summer-blooming perennials need a break. Give them a light haircut. Feed them with Arbor Gate Blend and a top dress of Arbor Gate Soil Complete. That is the boost they need for a fall full of blooms. The Arbor Gate Blend and Arbor Gate Soil Complete, that famous 1-2 punch. Our much-anticipated fall schedule is online at arborgate.com or on our app. Subscribe, and we will keep you informed on all events. And for all you master gardeners, most classes are eligible for CEUs. Come visit us at 15635 FM 2920, 1.5 miles west of State Highway 249. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place, the Arbor Gate. And now back to Diane and Danny.
That's right. We are back. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Danny Milliken here with Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens.
Good morning, everyone.
Yes, yes, it is. It is a good morning. It's a good morning. So, you know, give us a call, 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. We also have a couple other ways to connect, and we are trying to figure out how to involve your email questions a lot more in the show. So we have a fun little segment happening later on. But this is our moment where we read an email question. So the way you access and send an email question is homeshowgardenpros.com. There's a button called Ask a Pro. So you hit that button, and you get your answer. And sometimes we even read it online. So, Dan, you ready to answer this question? It's kind of long.
Ready.
Okay. This is from Michael. It's actually multiple questions all wrapped up in one. So, but I think you're going to like it. So we planted Vitex plants in Robertson County, just north of College Station. They looked healthy before planting, but now look almost dead. They were planted in sandy/clay soil. We watered after planting, and we depended on a sprinkler system for further water, but don't know if sprinkler did the job. These were planted about 3 weeks ago. Was this a bad time to plant? When is the best time? How should we have planted them? So it sounds like they maybe killed some Vitex plants.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, Vitex are native, and they're really tough. And, you know, we tell people, because people ask all the time, is it a good time to plant? Is it okay to plant right now in the middle of these triple digits? Well, you know, fall is really the best time to plant everything, but you can still plant, especially native plants. So I think it was fine to plant the Vitex now. However, when you first plant a tree, whether it's, you know, triple digit temperatures or mild temperatures, you really need to deep water that tree in. And so that means, you know, when you initially plant it, you deep water at that time, let it sink in, deep water again. And then you follow that process for the next 2 weeks. You really need to, you know, make sure that you're deep watering it, that you use root stimulator. And so it sounds like it didn't get it watered in properly. Mm. So, you know, I don't know from the email if it might be still alive. One way you can tell is by scratching toward the bottom of the base of the tree. And if you see green, there's still some life there. But it would definitely need some TLC. It's really important. And we talk to people all the time, you know, people that plant azaleas and anything with a larger root system like that. You really need to make sure that you're, you know, deep watering it in, because, I think people underestimate the amount of water that their plants need at this time when we're this dry. I know right. that. This summer, I'm just watering a lot more.
And I think that we've talked all summer about how it is possible and totally fine to plant plants during the summer, but if they're going to be somewhere that you're not going to be, that may not be the right choice.
Right.
Because the summer plantings do take a little more attention than a fall planting would be, or a winter planting especially might take.
Yeah, and it's really the initial start. It's, you know, how you get them started. And root stimulator, you know, you can use, you know, things labeled as root stimulator. I like to use liquid seaweed or MicroLife has a really great product called Oceans Harvest that I think is great to use as a root stimulator. But even the toughest plants, you know, if you let them go bone dry, it's real hard, you know, to, you know, you can revive them, but it's going to take a while, for them to get back to their true glory, or sometimes they just struggle, and they're just not viable after that. So yeah, it's real important to, you know, give plants a good start, in the beginning. But if you look around right now, the things that are thriving, that gives you clues to mm-hmm. the, you know, super tough things. You know, things like Turk's Cap is beautiful right now. It's yeah. in bloom, and the hummingbirds love it. If you look at all the Texas sage is beautiful right now, Esperanza. These are all native plants. One of my favorites is pink rock rose and pink skullcap, and those look fantastic right now because, you know, they're native and they're adapted to this kind of weather that we're having. So that gives you a good clue, you know, if you're looking for tough plants that, you know, can stand up to our weather fluctuations. Look around right now and see what's doing well. See what looks good. Another one, not a native plant, but caladiums. Caladiums just look fantastic.
So wild.
Yeah, I mean, they are super tough. And a friend of mine gave me a box of caladiums when we just moved into a new house, and I knew I didn't have a lot of time to do, you know, gardening with moving, so I planted them, and the front of my house looks fantastic with very little work, and, you know, that way I can move in, you know, in the fall. And
right, yeah. That's awesome.
And, yeah.
Now, caladiums are a bulb, is that correct?
Yeah, caladiums come from a bulb. They tend to be perennial here. The squirrels might rearrange them a little bit in your mm-hmm. beds.
That's funny.
But they have a pretty good record of you know, being perennial, and they look fantastic. I plant them from bulbs because the structure of the plant is just, you know, they're larger, more vibrant. I plant them in pots and in the ground. But they're a really good choice if you, you know, if you're not, if you don't have a lot of time, but you want your, you know, landscape to look nice during the summer, they're a good option.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah. I really appreciate the kind of great list of Texas tough plants. And it's a long, long list. It's not like people are really limited to one category of plants, right? They can't just have cactuses. There are all kinds.
There's vines, trees, you know, shrubs, perennials.
Ground covers, all of them. I mean, it's really phenomenal. And that's what I want to explore, because almost universally, they last a tough summer. They bloom a lot, more often mm-hmm. than I think most landscape plants do. And they attract a little bit of wildlife. So that's a lot of really cool things that are happening with that. And you mentioned kind of a few of one category that I want to maybe explore a little bit, and that's shrubs. And we will do that following this quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com, organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we are back, Home Show Garden Pros. Diane Blanowski here with me, Danny. And we're kind of talking through planting, and we sort of gave some attention to how to plant summer trees. And I think, like, the same advice always applies. You just got to give them a little more attention. So it's something that we kind of get to and talk about. And one way to really prep it, and Diane, you mentioned seaweed, right? And how great that is, not only as a root stimulant, but also as a growth stimulant for leaves and growing and the growing part of plants. And a company that really does a great job making a product that's seaweed-based, two products actually, is MicroLife. MicroLife is a Houston-made company. Everything's Houston-made. They get the best ingredients. That's something that I kind of forget to acknowledge pretty often, is that MicroLife is truly made from the best ingredients possible. So, you know, if it's kelp, it's the best kelp. If it's, you know, humic acid, it's the best humic acid. If it's back guano, it's the best back guano. It's just how they do it. And their Super Seaweed and their Ocean Harvest both are incredible liquid fertilizers for kind of making spaces just better. I have seen a lot of trees turn around because of those two products. And that's not even to mention humic acid or Humates Plus, a really carbon-rich soil booster, soil energy booster that you can put down there and really begin to grow that soil life and also overcome compaction pretty much. There's also just their classic green bag MicroLife Multipurpose 624. It is great for problem areas. It's great for just maintenance. It's great for vegetable gardens. It's great for so much stuff. And it's surprising how complete a food it is. I love it because you look at the ingredients on all their stuff, the bag, and you know what they are. It's like it is stuff that you know and you can imagine breaking down and feeding microbes or feeding worms or feeding things in the soil that really work with the plant to make a better situation. So it's really great stuff. So, you know, they also are so proud because it's safe, because it is made from those real whole foods and not just not from a bunch of chemicals kind of thrown together. So look for MicroLife at your favorite garden center. Really great stuff. That's MicroLifeFertilizer.com. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. Danny Milliken. Sorry, Diane, just close enough. Diane Blanowski here with Danny Milliken. Diane. Shrubs.
Yes.
Shrubs that are bulletproof, Texas tough shrubs. That's what I want to explore for a little bit. Also, we want to hear from you guys, 713-572-4610. And we're just going to be talking about beautiful native plants that will survive any weather that Houston can throw at them. And I just love that concept. It's basically what my front landscaping is full of at home, and it just makes life just that much easier.
Yeah. There's so many great things, and I think people don't realize the list. There's just a lot of really good plants, and sometimes there's a little searching, but you can definitely find, you know, native plants for sale. Spice bush is one that I really like. It's a host plant for the spice bush swallowtail.
Oh, nice.
And it's one that I think a lot of people don't think about, but the leaves are very, you know, really glossy. It makes a great backdrop shrub. It reminds me probably closely to a viburnum.
Okay.
As far as, you know, its appearance in the landscape, but also, there's Pride of Houston yaupon hollies, there's
Absolutely.
Dwarf yaupon hollies, and those are just fantastic, tough little plants.
They really provide
berries for the birds, and I think they're really pretty. You can find forms that are weeping. You can find, you know, the dwarf variety that you can use, you know, as a landscape shrub in place of a boxwood.
Yeah, the dwarf variety. I think that's an underrated element, is how shapeable and moldable the dwarf variety is. It can be kept in a hedge. It can be kept in mounds. You can cloud prune it. It's a really versatile, truly evergreen, you know, shrub that is native to our area, as far as like a food web sort of view of native. And so that to me is one of those ones that, like, don't underrate this evergreen shrub if you really want a Texas tough evergreen plant.
Right. And another thing about natives that I've noticed is that while, you know, they might prefer, you know, full sun or more shade, they're pretty adaptable when it comes to that. Kingwood is full of green belts and lots of native plants. That's one thing I love about living here, is I can kind of geek out walking through the green belt looking for native plants. But a lot of plants, they'll take a little bit more shade or sun once they become adapted. So that's a really neat thing, too. Texas sage, you know, that's another tough one. Super tough is a great, you know, shrub. It's a slow grower. While it can get big, some varieties are smaller, but while it can get big, it's very slow growing. So you can pretty much, you know, keep it in check. It's great for super hot, you know, dry spot.
Mm.
And it blooms almost religiously after it rains, which I still,
yeah.
I'm always amazed by that.
Yeah, that's such a cool, like, instead of it being a summer bloomer or a fall bloomer, it's got this sporadic blooming, and so you always have this new batch of growth, like new batch of blooms. That's so exciting and surprising.
Yeah, definitely. And one plant that I really love that I think a lot of people aren't familiar with is Barbados cherry.
Mm.
It's a pretty little shrub. It has, you know, beautiful leaves. It has little pink flowers. They're almost crepe myrtle-like. There's a dwarf variety and a standard variety. But that's a great little shrub also.
And that one's got some fall color, right? That one does a little bit,
of,
especially spring color, fall color on the foliage.
Yeah, and, there's also Pride of Barbados, and so it's a totally different plant. And I guess you could call it a shrub. It's got a real open and airy habit, but most people are familiar with it. They just might not, you know, recognize the name. And it has really showy orange and yellow and red flowers.
Yeah, that one is always one of the ones that if people really want, if they think they're not seeing any bees and butterflies, that's one of the ones that you plant and they will come. It's one of those ones. You maybe only need it for 2 years, but you plant it and they will come. They'll show up. And they're a lovely one. I've seen those in Central America and kind of Northern South America, tropical spaces, and it's amazing how huge they are. They're like really large trees down there. So not large trees, but they're not the little shrubs that we get used to here.
Yeah, those are very pretty and just, you know, pollinator magnets for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Well, Diane Bolinowski, and we are just talking through great native plants. I mean, we talk about flowers a lot, and people want flowers, and these make a lot of incredible flowers. So join the conversation, 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Fall gardening can be simple and rewarding if you start with the right stuff. Pre-treat your garden beds with quality organic fertilizers and plant foods. Add healthy plants, then water as needed. The trick is to keep a sharp eye out for pests and weeds. We love fall gardeners at Wabash Feed and Garden. We provided supplies, plants, and advice to help them find success for over a century. I'm Betty Hecker here, inviting you to come visit. We have everything you need and a few surprises. You'll find fresh herbs, vegetables, fruit trees, and healthy pet foods, too, for rabbits, chickens, cats, dogs, on up to horses. And don't forget to bring the kids. They'll love our store and barnyard critters. Wabash Feed and Garden is easy to find on Shepherd, just north of 610. Come on by and find a little piece of the country in the heart of the city. WabashFeed.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. We've been organic gardeners for over 30 years.
Plants for all seasons in Northwest Houston. Come and get your green on.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Katie's full-service nursery.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros here talking gardening with Diane Bolinowski. It's going to be a really great day today. Get out there, enjoy the weather. Also give, you know, thoughts to those dealing with terrible weather and huge cataclysmic weather events. We keep them in mind always when we're enjoying the outdoors because, you know, we know what it's like here. So here with Diane Bolinowski from Warren Southern Gardens, talking gardening, 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. Again, you know, we love all types of plants. Diane and I both have a passion for natives for various reasons. But also, you know, we can talk lawns. I love lawns. I'm a big fan of lawns. You're not going to hear me bemoaning a lawn. A lawn well taken care of is resilient and beautiful and easy. And I love trees. They're extremely valuable. Diane loves trees as well, right, Diane?
Yes, I do.
See, told y'all. Told you she loved trees, and she does. So, you know, we kind of explored some bigger trees and some of the ones that just kind of I love that you mentioned, Turk's Cap, Esperanza, Salvia's obviously. One you didn't mention that kind of can be a tweener a little bit and can lead us on to our next group of plants is Lantana. Because yes. There's some big Lantanas.
There's so many Lantanas now. It's pretty exciting. I mean, our native Lantana is most people are familiar with it. It gets pretty big. It's got more of the orange flowers, true orange, and you know it's just a pollinator magnet. Butterflies love it. Hummingbirds love it. The bees love it. And I think a lot of people are scared away from Lantana because some of it gets, you know, quite big, what they're familiar with. But there are so many new varieties that are very well behaved. They're, you know, much shorter. They're appropriate for the front of the bed, you know, super bloomers. So don't be afraid of planting Lantana because, you know, there are a lot of good varieties and it really truly is a pollinator magnet. Plus the colors are just fantastic. They're, you know, it's just so bright and colorful.
Absolutely. And what's really cool is there's some really low ones now. There always were some low ones, but now there's this larger group of really kind of like mounding, but 1 foot tall mounds, you know, and I think that's a really neat thing. What are some of those really low ones, really smaller plants?
There's a great series called Lucky, and then one of my favorites, this came out a while ago, but the Bandana series, so Bandana Lantana.
Oh, cute. Too cute.
It's fun to say, but I've had mine actually it's been out for about 10 years, but it has made it through. I brought it from Dallas. It's been through, you know, some snow and ice. It's very hardy. So that's one thing about Lantana. Super tough. It just kind of rolls with the punches. So That's always a favorite. There's a couple others that I really like that are lesser known. There's one called Calliophis or Texas Primrose with just beautiful yellow flowers, and it's a low one, probably about 6 to 9 inches. And it loves the heat, and it spreads, and it's great for the front of the bed. And I mix it with another native called Texas Wine Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Which, it's beautiful. So, the yellow with the Texas Wine Cup has sort of a purpley-pink flower. And it's also low. And the foliage is... it's not real dense, so, they blend together and work really well, at the front of the border together.
That's awesome. I think that's really a great kind of combination. Those two plants are interesting because they really are like native, potentially wildflower-type plants.
Yes.
You use them, and you definitely have something that butterflies and bees that are in our area are going to go for.
Yeah, and it's great to have something right now that looks great, and is that tough. And I know we've talked about it before, but I also like frog fruit. It's a really cute ground cover, and it'll take sun, it'll take shade, it'll grow in a crack in the sidewalk. I mean, it's very tough. I've seen it go very dry. I've seen it get, soaking wet. It has cute little white flowers, and it's a host plant for several different butterflies, the Texas Crescent, the Phaon Crescent, and it's just a very useful ground cover.
That's awesome. What's your take on a lot of people, they pull the wood sorrel out because they see it and they think it's clover, but, it's such a close relative to oxalis, and oxalis can be a pretty tough plant as well. And it stays pretty low, but I really like that wood sorrel and kind of try to grow it in groups versus letting it grow wherever it wants to. That's something I've kind of always enjoyed.
Yeah, I really like it. I'm pretty, a weed is only something that you consider undesirable. So I think everything in the clover family is pretty. And of course, clover is very attractive to bees. So I like it. And I like the regular oxalis that, it can be very useful in containers. And it's also very tough. So I do, like plants in that family. I also like wild strawberry. I know a lot of people struggle with it, but I let it grow and let the bunnies feed on it.
That's great.
So
that's really great. And, that's an interesting kind of concept of really corralling maybe some of these wild plants, these weeds, to use for our own good. And maybe some of it's changing of our minds, some of it's maybe changing of our systems we've got. So we're going to take a quick break. Diane, dishing out the information, 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros. And Jesse, I see you waiting on the line, and we'll get to you right after this quick break.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
A storm's coming. Wind, thunder, and now the power's out. How long will it last? Will the food go bad? Not if you have a Kohler generator from KISS Generators. Durable and powerful, Kohler generators start automatically within 10 seconds of an outage to help you weather the storm. Be prepared for the next outage. Get your Kohler generator from KISS Generators. When the lights go out, know the power of a KISS. KISSGenerators.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. It certainly doesn't feel like fall yet, but the Fall Roundtop collection has arrived, and it just might be the perfect thing to get you thinking ahead to cooler weather. So come on in and get a head start on your fall decorating. Both of our locations have received a new shipment of Talavera pottery. Add some of this beautiful and colorful hand-painted pottery to your outdoor area. It might surprise some of our customers, but you really can get started on your fall veggie and herb garden, even in this warm Houston area weather. Both of our nurseries offer just what you need to get planting. Plants, seeds, soil, compost, fertilizer, pots, and more. Our fall seminars start on September 14th, so that's right around the corner. Living in Houston, we're so lucky to be able to grow vegetables in our own backyard and to have Tom Leroy help us succeed by sharing his decades of professional and personal hands-on experience. Whether you're thinking of planting your first veggie garden or have been planting one for years, Tom will have useful tips to share with you. He's become a fall favorite and a spring tradition here at Enchanted and draws quite the crowd. Don't miss it. To keep up with all of our events, go to our website at myenchanted.com or visit us on Instagram and Facebook at Enchanted Forest Richmond and Enchanted Gardens Richmond. Find our directions on our website at myenchanted.com. And now back to Diane and Danny.
All right. Thank you very much. And that's awesome that Tom Leroy is coming in. He's a cool guy. Good work, Joey. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Danny Milliken sitting here with Diane Bolanowski. And we're just dishing. We're dishing about flowers. We're talking flowers. And we want to answer your gardening questions also. So 713-572-4610. And we have Jesse on the line. Jesse, what's your question for Diane?
Hey, good morning. I have a question about a tree. I planted a bald cypress tree about 2 years ago, and it's about 8 feet tall. And my question is, it doesn't have that really pretty cone shape that I really wanted. And that's how it was when I bought the tree, actually. So my question is, can I shape it, trim it into that cone shape? Is it healthy to do that? Is it okay to do that? Will it look okay in the future? Once it starts growing again, and when would be the best time to do that?
Hey, Jesse. Well, as far as trimming it, fall is going to be the best time. I've never actually trimmed a bald cypress before, and I'm going to let Danny answer this one because I think he's probably had more experience than I on it.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Jesse. Bald cypress, they're deciduous. A lot of people don't realize that because they look at them and they look like pines. I'm sure as your owner of it, you know that it drops all those leaves pretty quickly.
Right.
So at the end of that kind of leaf loss cycle is the time to prune it. And, you know, depending on how far it's gotten away from cone, so you can reshape it to a cone. But at the same time, it is a very specific pruning method called shearing, and it's something you really should be doing a couple times a year to really keep that cone shape. People that do that to hollies or a few other plants, they do it pretty often. And so I'd love to see a picture of the tree with leaves on, if you don't mind, so I can kind of see what the shape is of it, and we can talk a little bit more about that. So if you don't mind emailing a picture of it, homeshowgardenpros.com, ask a pro button, and you can link a picture there.
Okay, sure, I'll do that.
But in short, shearing is a very kind of continual effort to keep the cone. If not, you wind up a tree that, you know, air quotes, has tree shape, right? A little more erratic.
Okay, well, I did not know that. Thank you very much.
No, thank you, Jesse. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, and there are some varieties of the bald cypress now. There's one called Falling Waters that actually is a weeping. It's really pretty.
Right, and that one you wouldn't try to cone, right?
Right, no.
Unless you did a reverse cone, you know, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Jesse, for the call. 713-572-4610. We're going to move on to Ray. Ray, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, I had a jasmine plant that grew tall, more like a small tree, and it had sort of about an inch and a half trunk, and I lost it in a freeze. And it was very intense, and it was a bigger flower than most of the jasmine plants that grew like a vine or a bush. I think it was called an Arabian jasmine.
Yes. That's a wonderful plant. Are you looking for another, or wondering what happened with it?
Well, I haven't been able to find anybody that has it. I mean, I'm a little reluctant to order it online and have something shipped in this kind of weather. And, you know, I don't know the chance of survival for that.
Yeah, it's actually one of my favorites. There are different varieties. There's one called Maid of Orleans. It's a Sambac jasmine, or Arabian jasmine, and they're fantastic. And there's even a couple varieties that have double blooms. And we do get them in. And actually, we have one grower that we buy plants from that carries them sometimes in 4-inch, believe it or not, very small plants. And it's not a bad idea sometimes to, you know, start a plant like that, you know, when they're very young, because then they kind of adapt and roll with the punches a little bit better. We usually post online when we get new plants in, and as we move into fall, you know, we're seeing new plants in every week. So if you want to, you know, check out the website or give a call to the nursery in a couple weeks, we'll try to get some in. I do expect we usually do see those available in fall. But Sambac jasmine, Arabian jasmine, just really pretty, really pretty. They're a little bit sensitive if we have extended periods of freezing temperatures. They're a little bit sensitive to that. So if you do plant one this season and we do get, you know, a cold snap that lasts longer, you know, than an hour in the night, you definitely want to protect it. But, yeah, that's a beautiful plant and incredibly fragrant.
Definitely. Thanks, Ray, so much. We're up against it. But I do have some thoughts after this quick break about the Arabian jasmine or the Sambac, because that is a beautiful plant and a big flower. Diane, great call on that one. Freeze sensitive, but also has some other sensitivities that we're going to get to after this quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Okay, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Diane Bulanowski here, dishing out knowledge. She had a great question about a, well, I guess it was more of a comment, his beautiful Sambac, which is a shrub jasmine, big flower, smells really good, died. And so he's just kind of calling to let us know that. And but we, you know, we made it into a question, right, Diane?
Yep.
Yeah, and so kind of turned it into a care question, how to find another one question. But some of those jasmines are interesting because, you know, they're not named for anything specifically. They're kind of where you found them, where they were first found, or who discovered them. But those Sambac jasmine are generally from wet mountainous regions, so like lower Himalayas, places like that. And so it's something to keep in mind that that's a cold space, but it really is – there's no standing water, right? That's not a wet foot plant. So a lot of times people can keep them alive through the winter, but not if it's in a wet setting where that's kind of right. The opposite of normal.
And you know what? That's a really good point, because a lot of people, when we do have, you know, a cold snap or cold temperatures, a lot of times they think they've lost their plant because of the cold. And a lot of times it's root rot. The plants just rot when we have, you know, a damp winter and the areas don't drain well.
Yeah, you've had this like suffering plant that maybe shed and shown a ton of signs, then it freezes and its last scraps of vascular protection are gone and it just dies. So,
yeah.
So just keep that in mind. Most of your plants do want drainage. They do want to move along. We overwater pretty often. We allow stagnant water to sit. We allow compacted soils to maintain. And those are things that are easily overcome just by paying attention to your soil. So, yeah, great word. 713-572-4610. Diane Bolanowski here to answer your gardening questions. She's from Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood. And Mike, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. How are you all doing this morning?
Good morning. Good.
I have a question. I just recently moved into a new house. Well, it's a new old house, I guess.
Yeah.
And the backyard has a chain link fence, and there are a lot of saplings and I guess weeds or whatever that have grown up around and through the fence, and they've been cut back down to the ground, but they're still trying to grow. And I thought I heard at one point you all mentioned a product you could put on those stumps that maybe would kill it or keep it from growing. Or am I hallucinating?
No, you're not hallucinating. You're
okay, good.
It's root. It's a stump killer or vine and stump killer, and we carry a couple different versions of it. And actually, if you go on our Facebook page, probably last week, I posted a really good method of using it. It just depends if you've. If they're really short, you know, it's pretty easy to use the remover to remove them. But if you've got really big plants or, you know, things that are, there's a couple different methods that are more effective.
Okay. Some of these are maybe up to close to 2 inches in diameter. Will it handle that also?
It will. It might not get it the first time. You might have to, you know, apply it a couple different times. What's your experience with it, Danny? It just depends on how dense it is, but it's definitely something that you can do, but you might have to do a couple of different applications.
Yeah, when it comes to kind of a regular use herbicide, it's one of my favorite because you're applying such a small amount to it. And, you know, you want to have a fresh cut. You want to spread it on the fresh cut only. You don't have to cover the leaves and stuff like that. Now, you know, cutting through those vines is a pain in the chain link fence because you catch the chain link on there. And, you know, all that is there because of bird gardeners, right? They love sitting on there and helping you out. I would make that your first go. And, you know, if you want it really clean and really open, then that's probably your best bet is constant maintenance.
Okay.
Because you can't use a weed whacker, right?
Right.
So you got to get out there with kind of hand pruners or saws and stuff. And the next option would be to use that as a trellis and grow the vines you want to grow. That'd be the next option.
Yeah, probably right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that helps a lot. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I enjoy your show. It's educational and also entertaining.
Hey, thanks, Mike. That's a great word. We try to have a good time with it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That order is really what we go for, too, right?
Yes, definitely. Well, the method I was actually thinking of is the baggy method, and it's where you put a small amount of the vine or brush killer into the baggie, so there's some good, you know, if you go onto our website, I've got some images to give you a better idea, but. Yeah, it just really depends on how dense it is.
That is an interesting method. I actually am going to go check that out on this break we're about to take. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610.
Are your plants ready for the summer marathon of scorching heat and drought? If not, now's the time to microlife everything. Your lawn, trees, shrubs, garden, and flowers. MicroLife adds billions of beneficial soil microbes and over 100 minerals and vitamins. Adding MicroLife improves your soil, reduces water use, and builds bigger root systems for your entire landscape. Your plants will love you for it. MicroLife Fertilizers. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have the pleasure of having the Yard Geek from Southwest Fertilizer on the phone. Hey, Bob, will you answer a few questions for me?
I'll try to help you.
Okay. So this one's from Bart in Braeswood. Bart has noticed dead St. Augustine in his front yard near where the driveway meets a sidewalk. Spot's getting bigger. What should he do from having this dead spot spreading?
Well, it sounds like what Bart's describing sounds a lot like chinch bug.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are tiny little insects that, once they get established, can multiply very quickly and cause severe damage to your yard in just a matter of a couple of days. We usually see them in the hot, dry periods, like what we're witnessing right now, this week. They usually appear in areas of full sun of the yard, out by the street and the driveway. They love St. Augustine grass. I mean, they come out of the soil when they get thirsty, and they suck the juices right out of the grass, and they leave a little poison in the grass, which kills it. So that's why we need that quickly. You can try an organic granular or liquid insecticide if you wish. Sometimes those organics take a little bit too long for this kind of problem, so you might consider a synthetic granular insecticide or a spray. I personally prefer a spray. Bifenthrin, deltamethrin, permethrin. They're all labeled for chinch bug, and they do a pretty good job. Once we get control of these guys, and believe it or not, they're very relatively easy to get control of, you can begin the process of raking out the dead grass, top dress with a good quality compost, and then resprig or resod the areas as needed.
Thanks so much to Yard Geek, Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer.
Folks, if you need help with a lawn problem, just take a photograph with your camera phone or bring in a sample to us at Southwest Fertilizer. We have several Yard Geeks on staff to help you find organic and synthetic solutions to almost any lawn problem. We're easy to find, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or if you wish, email your questions to yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's most trusted nurseries come together with Danny Milligan. Saturday, 7 till 9. Taking your calls, answering questions, or anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on, always free. Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610. And online anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.